just call on me, brother.
Calling all leaders, join us at the Executive Leadership Conference hosted by Vision Serve Alliance. Join hundreds of leaders in the field of blindness, low vision, and visual impairment for this three-day conference focused on networking, learning, and collaboration. Gain CEU credits, expand your network, and learn how to make a bigger impact in 2021. This year's VSA ELC is entitled Innovating for Success and will be on Tuesday, April 27th through the 29th. Register now at vsaelc.com.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40. And receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Wait a minute. Don't touch that dial. For those people who are listening on the radio and you're in your car, don't change that dial. That's right. This show is from Orlando, Florida. We're heard all over, I should say, the world now. Not only the United States and Canada, but now we're heard all over the world. This show, if you're tuning in for the first time, we say we're the bridge. That's right, the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We're here to inform you, entertain you, maybe win some prizes tonight. We got some great prizes, if you like gift cards, that is. Before we get started, let me introduce you to players tonight. To my left, my beautiful wife, my co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here, as always. Welcome, everybody. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the April 11th, 2021 edition of You Know What? The Blind to Beyond Radio Show.
And next. Well, we have, I can't just say next, because she's, what can I say? She's been with us all six, that's right, 6 years we've been on the radio. This is our 6th year, going into our 6th year, believe it or not. That's right. This is our anniversary show. Our big show is going to be April 25th, but the next few weeks, we're saying this is our anniversary show as well. This young lady that I'm going to talk about right now, well, what can I say? There's enough, I can't say enough words. I don't have enough words in my vocabulary. I have a few, not a ton of words anyway, but the few words I do have in my vocabulary, smart, beautiful, bossy, always telling me what to do. Her name, for those who don't know, my co-host, Shelia. Shelia, you there, Shelia?
I am, Michael. I'm sorry if you think of me as bossy, but you do have times that somebody needs to tell you what to do.
Listen, I always have someone to tell me what to do. My co-host, Lynn Golder. So now I got two co-hosts, Lynn Golder and Shelia Young.
Keep me in step.
That's right, keep me in step.
And welcome, everybody.
And would you like to introduce?
And
well, maybe Shelia wants to introduce.
And don't forget, the next person, without, we can't have a show without him, our engineer, our producer, our friend, been with us, believe it or not, all 6 years, Chris Shaw. You there, Chris?
Woo-hoo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Chris Shaw is the only one in the studio.
I don't want you to step on my Bruce Wayne
shoes. This is a radio show, and we're live in Orlando, Florida. Yeah, we say we're live. Thank God we're alive. Could be other places, could be dead, which I hope not to be. But anyway, thanks for being with us, Chris. Love you.
No, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Shelia. Shelia, I understand you have someone there with you?
I do, but she's our guest at 7:20-ish.
Right. So. You're going to introduce her then. Okay.
We'll keep her surprised.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have a couple of shout-outs.
Yes, that's
okay. Yes, I'd like to just make mention that today's show is dedicated to Glenn Lehman and Todd the Flum. We extend our condolences to you on the loss of your husband. And we met Glenn several times, Todd, when you used to come to the studio to be a guest co-host. So we're very sorry for your loss, that's for sure. And I'd also like to give a shout out to Liza in Lakewood, Florida. I understand that you called in a couple of weeks ago, Liza, but we didn't get to talk to you. So please call back. We'd like to meet you. Those are my shout outs. How about you, Shelia Young?
I'm going to give positive. We have a few of our members who have birthdays this coming week, actually. Marsha Bucala and Bill Spoon and Martha James. And on a sad note, our state affiliate lost two members yesterday. So
your husband and wife, you said.
Yeah.
Very sad.
That's just sad.
Unbelievable. So, well, thank you for sharing. And how about you, Mr. Chris?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I want to give an honor to God, who's the head of my life. I want to thank my mama, my dad, my auntie, my uncles, all my cousins. I want to give a shout out to every last one of them. I also want to give a shout out to the producers that helped put me on to the Blind and Beyond radio show, Lynn and Michael Golder, for all that you do. And then everybody else, definitely got to thank Professor Shelia, Sergeant Lieutenant Corporal at Lance. Gary Sinclair, Charles, and everybody else. Do I keep going or you want me to stop right there?
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Chris.
It's been a long road, hasn't it, Chris? Man, many years already.
A fun and exciting journey. I love it.
That's right. That's right.
You know, for those folks out there listening, first time or not for the first, you're listening, but you don't call in. I wish you did. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Who's talking? I hear someone
I'm
talking.
I'm going to mute. Deborah, I just muted you. There you go.
Yeah, the phone number to call again, I'll repeat it, 407-894-1680. And listen, folks, I'm going to give you a trivia right now, but you can't call in yet. Don't call in yet.
What is this for, Mike?
This is a trivia, and it's going to be drawn out. There's one thing, because I'm going to give you different hints along the way during the show. This is a $20 gift card. You can either get a CVS gift card or Walgreens, whichever one you want, for $20 if you get the answer. I'll start it by telling you this way. I'm calling it a thing. So it is a thing.
A pronoun.
But let me just say, yeah, it's a thing.
It's an object?
It's a person,
yeah,
place, or a
object.
Thing.
Yep.
It's a noun.
Yeah, it's an object. It's an object.
Okay.
And when you start talking about, we've been here 6 years, going on 6 years, this particular thing during, well, as far as I know, I think it came around in the early 1900s. Definitely, I saw the thing in movies in the 1920s, so I know it was in the 20s. It's been around and then disappeared maybe 10 years ago. It disappeared. They don't see them anymore. So start thinking about what it could be. It's a thing that was everywhere. I mean, when I'm saying everywhere, everywhere you looked, this thing was there. It was in buildings, on street corners. It was everywhere.
You're giving it away.
Well, good. I'm good. Good. Think about it. What I'm talking about.
It's just the one thing that you're asking for?
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing.
Well, that's the question, though.
That's easy. So don't call in yet, because I'm going to give you more clues.
Well, not only
407-894-1680. Think about it.
Was it green?
Could have been. But you don't want them to call in when we're talking to our guests.
No, we're not.
We'll take the callers after our first guest.
All right, so call us.
And I would like,
so right around
like,
eight.
Go to break, Michael.
If I could get a person to call in that's not from the state of Florida. So the first one calling in, not from the state of Florida, that's what we're looking for. So for the first 20 minutes,
there we go.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with Vision Serve Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
You are not
your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis, pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with the Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distant, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40. And receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com. SUNU.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. And for those folks listening for the first time, glad you're aboard. We appreciate your listening. As I said before, and always say, this show, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We're here to educate you, here to entertain you, here to inform. That's right, inform you. Right now, by the way, when you get a chance, call us, 407-894-1680. Right now, Sheila Young, you are up.
Thank you, Michael. I never get tired of talking with this next individual. She is such an inspiration to anyone that is in Florida, in FCB, the American Council of the Blind, anywhere. She is a mother, grandmother, friend, author, just article writer, you name it, she is. And she's going to be one of our guests speakers at our Florida Council of the Blind State Convention, which is coming up in less than 3 weeks. So, Deborah Kendrick, welcome. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you so much, Deborah. Sheila.
Welcome.
So, tell everybody, and if anybody would like to talk with Deborah or ask her a question, call 407-894-1680. But Deborah, give us a little snip of your life, because I know we could talk for hours, but just tell people a little bit about you, and then what are you going to be doing for us at our state convention?
Well, at your state convention, I'll actually be talking twice. So, fair warning to people, you know, in case a little bit of Deborah Kendrick is enough, you know. But I hope that everyone who might be interested will come to both events. I'll be first, I was asked to be the banquet speaker. So that banquet is on Saturday evening. And Jim Crott, who is your predecessor, the immediate past president of FCB, asked me, it cracked me up when he called and asked me this question. He said, would you come and tell us the story of your life? Well, that's pretty funny. So what I will, so I told him I would if he could give me enough wine beforehand. So we shall.
We can make that happen.
That's what he said. That's exactly what he said. So what I'll tell you is that lots of people, because of writing, I've been writing for 30-odd years, and I've been a newspaper columnist and written a number of books, and I had my own tech magazine for a while that now belongs to the American Foundation for the Blind, so I write a lot of tech articles. So everybody who's blind who reads any of that kind of stuff knows that I'm a writer and that I do all this writing. So I thought, so as not to try to put people to sleep after what'll be probably a great meal, that at the banquet I won't say what I'm going to talk about, but I'll say that I've done a lot of strange things that people wouldn't have expected that I've done before I launched my writing career. So I'm going to talk about some of those other things, too. And then later, earlier in the convention, but I was asked later to speak Friday morning, April 30th, at the Braille Revival League of Florida, the BRLF group, and because they're all about advocating for and promoting the use of Braille, they've asked me to talk about my research and writing, how I've used Braille in my career. And I have plenty to say on that subject, because I'm pretty passionate about Braille. Could not have done my job or anything else that matters to me in my life without Braille. So that's that. And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Deborah, I know you're blind, correct?
Yes.
And you have been blind since birth?
Since age 5. I'm a retinoblastoma survivor. That's a childhood cancer. It's also, mine was bilateral, so I lost one eye when I was a baby and the other when I was 5 years old. So I always used to think how convenient it was that I went blind just before starting school so they could get it straight and teach me Braille from the get-go. And it's the same cancer. It has a nasty habit of revisiting in soft tissues later in life. And it was that same gene that took a big old chunk of my leg a while back. And I feel very fortunate. I'm still, as you can tell, alive and well.
And you do either on occasion use a wheelchair or...
Yeah, I've been pretty much, now I use a wheelchair as a really cool desk chair in my office. And my granddaughter spent the weekend, and I gave her, she's 7, I gave her permission to tool around in it. She was 7. So it's a really unusual piece of entertainment for the children when they come over.
Right.
With permission, one of them.
Right.
But, Fortunately, I'm very thankful and hope it remains this way. I've been walking pretty well, but with the use of a walker for the last year or so.
That's wonderful.
That's
awesome, because I know that 1 year you were at National that you weren't able to participate because you weren't having a good week. So
that's
awesome. I remember that. So, and you've written how many books? Five?
Yeah, well, I wrote four books in a series for the American Foundation when they had their own press. They don't have a press anymore. They turned all their press publishing stuff over to the American Printing House. But when they did, I wrote four books for them that were in a series called Jobs That Matter, that are all about jobs that blind people do. That's what I love. And a year ago, I started a series in Access World called Employment Matters that also is about jobs that blind people do. I love that. I love talking to blind people who work and who are happy about their work and talk about how they do it. But then more recently, in 2020, I wrote two books for National Braille Press. One is called Navigating Healthcare When All They Can See Is That You Can't, and as the title would imply, it's just kind of an advocacy book about, you know, how to deal so often when we have medical situations. You go to the doctor, you go to the urgent care, and you're there because, you know, you're having a stroke or a heart attack or you broke your wrist and all they can see is that you're blind. And so I've had enough medical stuff that I figured I'd make lemons out of that, make lemonade out of those lemons and turn it into some useful information for my friends everywhere who are blind. So that's one book. And the other, similarly, is from personal experience. It's called When Your Ears Can't Help You See. And the radiation that I had as a child for the eyes affected my ears. And I've worn hearing aids for many, many years. And there was a long time when I was ashamed of it and embarrassed by it. And I'm happy to say I got over that a long time ago. So I've learned so much, and I wrote a book, again, to share what I've learned about how to make sound work for you when it doesn't work the way it used to, and how to select hearing aids and how to educate your audiologist. And anyway, both of these books are available in print and Braille and a bunch of downloadable formats from National Braille Press.
And I have to commend you on them because, you know, those of us that are blind, we go into the hospital and for some reason they just bring our meal in, they set it there and they don't say anything, you know, so we do need to learn how to navigate the medical field when they think that all you are is you can't see. So,
yes.
Yeah. So
Thank you. I
commend you on that. And, you know, let me give out the phone number one more time. 407-894-1680. If you have any questions for Deborah. So Deborah, how many children do you have and how many grandchildren? And this is what I want to hear at our banquet, but just little snippets here. So
I have three beautiful adult children, daughter, son, daughter. My older two children were born only 22 months apart, so they were like babies together. Then we had a 10-year skip. And
holy cow,
my baby daughter was born. So really, they had different childhoods. They have the same two parents, but they had very different childhoods. And and as you can imagine, the youngest is very spoiled. and she was spoiled by her siblings as well as by me.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
My son is not married. He's a programmer and he'd like to be married, but you know, programmers are kind of interesting people. So it's going to take him a little longer maybe to find the right person. And my oldest daughter is the reason that I now have a residence here in Florida. She lives in St. Pete.
Hallelujah.
She has a wonderful husband and four amazing children. And they are 10 and almost 8 and 4-year-old twins. They're all boys except Evelyn, who's the one who's going to be 8. And then my youngest daughter has Devlin, who will be 4 in September. And for a birthday present, he just might get his new baby brother or sister who's expected right around his birthday.
Oh, how sweet. That's so awesome.
So you might say I have 5.5 in a present.
I love it. And I am so happy that you're in Florida because that's how I've met you. So, and you live part-time in Ohio, right?
I do, yeah. I still keep an apartment in Cincinnati and kind of go back and forth. I've been there, and I was there an unusually long time recently because of COVID. I was kind of afraid to fly. But I came back in March, and I'm here. And I don't know when I'm going back up, but I'll go back. I have found that I don't much like Florida summer, so and I would like to be up there when my daughter has her baby in September. So
oh, for sure. For sure.
Sheila, just to give you a heads up, we have 1 minute to break.
Well, Deborah, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. I am so looking forward to seeing you at convention. And being part of, you know, of course, I'll be at the head table. I'll be having wine for you at the head table, so not a problem. What kind do you want? Do you like red or white?
I like both, actually, yeah.
Yeah, but you'll have to tell me ahead of time, so I'll make sure you have wine.
Okay. Debbie, it was very nice to meet you.
Debbie, was very nice. This is Michael. It was very nice meeting you. Glad you could come on.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And
our pleasure. Our pleasure.
Enjoy your show. Great. I'll be listening to the rest of it.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Glad to have you aboard.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We come back. We're going to go to our first trivia. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Thanks, Sheila.
Thank you, Deborah.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with the Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, sunu.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh, yeah, we're back. This is Michael, your host of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Folks, I know I was supposed to turn in for the first time, just now. We went on the air. Now, this is going into our 6th year. This is our anniversary show. Next few weeks, we'll do our anniversary show. I'm stretching it because it's such a great thing. I'm very proud, not to pat myself on the back, but when we started the show, a lot of folks said, nobody wants to listen to a blind radio show. But guess what? Now, growing and growing and growing, 30% of our audience is sighted and growing, believe it or not. Because it's not just about blindness. It's about teaching folks about other people. Now, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion. But we talk about people that do things with their lives
and they're not negative. Of all you folks sitting there and you have something wrong with you, whatever it may be, just remember one thing. Whatever you have, it can always be worse. There's always somebody worse than you. Besides all that, this show, well, we try to entertain you. And right now, we're going to do a trivia. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. My name is Michael. I'm the host. You'll listen now to our co-host, Sheila Young. Sheila, talk about our trivia question. Sheila, you're up.
Well, I think that this is a song that is going to be our theme for our convention, but I gave Lynn two songs, so I'm not sure. So please let us know who you think is singing this song.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Got a nice $10 gift card waiting for you.
407-894-1680. Oh, wrong song. Sorry.
That voice, you haven't been around this earth for the last 50 years. Who's singing it? Okay, Chris, that's enough. They should recognize that voice.
And I am so sorry. That is not the theme for our state convention. That was, I sent Lynn two songs. I wasn't sure which one she was going to play, so I apologize. But, so, who is the group that's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Oh, Chris, do we have any callers?
If nobody knows this song, they should be ashamed of themselves. Everybody needs to know who's singing that song. That voice is so distinct.
And I love it because, you know, I'll be there. We'll all be there for each other. That's what we should live our life by.
All you folks out there, if you belong to any organization and you want to call in, call in. Whether you belong to ACB, NFB, A Cockamamie, whatever it may be.
BBA.
Even if you belong to my organization, call the Kookamamies.
All right, Chris, we got somebody?
Yes, ma'am. I got three callers on the phone line, one from Bayside, New York, one from Orlando, and another from West Palm Beach.
All right.
We got one from Orlando. We got one from West Palm Beach. Who was the third one? Where from?
The first one from Bayside, New York.
Stateside, New York. Okay. Who was the first one?
All right. Bayside, New York was first. Orlando second.
Bayside, New York was first.
And Palm Beach third.
Okay. Let's put the first one on first.
No, we got one from West Palm Beach. Who was the third one?
We got Linda from Bayside, New York. Linda, can you turn your radio down for me, please?
Okay. Who was the first one?
Yes.
All right. So, Linda, I'm just going to assume that you know this group.
Okay.
So, if you can tell us who this group is, it's a possibility that you can go to my favorite restaurant where they fix everything right there in front of you and give you whatever you want.
Oh, boy. What a treat. I believe it was the Jackson 5.
By George,
she
got it.
$10 gift card. At Subway,
all right.
That's Chris's favorite restaurant. Congratulations, Linda. Linda's from Bayside, New York.
Thank you. Yes. Listen all the time.
All right, Linda, hold on one moment,
Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate you listening all the time, Linda. Who's the young lady and gentleman calling in from Orlando, West Palm Beach?
Well, Miss Orlando is no longer on the phone line, so we're going to go over to 561 area code. Well, I went to a nice little high school down in there called Suncoast. Anthony from West Palm Beach. How you doing?
Hi, all right. Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
How you doing, Michael?
Anthony?
Yes.
Are you a first-time caller, Anthony? No, he's been on before, Anthony.
No, Anthony?
I can't hear him. Anthony, I can't hear you.
Michael, shh.
Excuse me?
Anthony, go ahead.
It's Jackson 5 with Michael singing.
And you are exactly right, but somebody beat you.
Okay.
So do you know the first trivia that Michael put out earlier?
No.
I'm going to get more hints. Don't worry, I'm going to get more hints.
So just hang tight, right. Anthony.
I'm going to get more hints.
Thank you.
You're welcome. These are good people. I love you.
Okay, here's my next hint. Here's my next hint for the big prize. That's a $20 gift card from either Walgreens or CVS, whichever the winner wants. And that is this. Here's the next. The initials of this thing, and I'm calling it a thing. This thing was, let's say, very popular. Everybody knew of it. And I'm going to say 90% of our audience listening to this show must have used this thing one time or another. The initials are P, like Paul, B, PB. That's the initials of this thing, PB. Okay? This thing pretty much is gone. But years ago, up until about 10 years ago, this item, this thing, was everywhere. What am I talking about? I'm not talking to riddles. When I tell you what it was, you'll say, oh, that's what he's talking about. The initials are PB. That's the thing I'm talking about, PB.
I got it, Mike. I already know.
Phone number
407-894-1680. What?
I'm stumped.
You don't know, Sheila?
I don't know. Nope.
407-894-1680.
Okay.
407-894-1680.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. I already know what the answer is, all right? It's the 1921 Ford crank-up car that you had to crank up in the front. And then you had to hurry up and get in it and take off and drive. I already know the answer.
No, don't think so. That would be an autonomous vehicle, and those initials are AV.
Oh.
Not BB.
Okay. I'm going to try it again. But in the meantime, in between time, I want us to take a trip over to Greensboro, North Carolina, and let's talk with our good friend Kevin. Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, hello there, Michael and Sheila. Just called.
How you doing, Mr. North Carolina? Greensboro, North Carolina line?
Yep.
Glad to have you on board. Kevin, talk to us. Yep. Talk to us, Kevin.
I'm talking, and I'm not going to try for that trivia because it's too easy.
Yeah,
come on, Kevin.
Kevin said it was too easy, and I told Kevin exactly what I thought it was, and Kevin told me no. Because when I asked, remember the first time I asked, was it the color green? And you said it's a possibility, but it wasn't everywhere. You don't have too many swamps everywhere.
Yep.
Kevin, you think you know what it is? Kevin, you think you know what it is?
Yeah, they were all different colors. All depended on the company that owned them. Oh,
I think Kevin, the way he's talking, I think he may know what I'm talking about too. I think I got a hunch he knows.
Yep, some were wooden glass and some were metal framed in glass.
Oh, I think he's going to get it. I think he's going to get it.
Okay, wait.
No. Like I said, it's too easy. I'm not going to answer. I just called to say hi, howdy, and all that good stuff.
you're a great.
But you know what? Let's put it this way. He's so close. I can taste it. He's so close talking about it.
He's on the right track. I know that.
So why didn't he say it?
He didn't want to say it. He said it's too easy.
So is it a restaurant?
Maybe he doesn't want a $20 gift card from CVS or Trucks. No. Maybe he doesn't use drugstores. Maybe he doesn't go to CVS or Walgreens.
Nah, I usually don't.
Okay.
All
right.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate you. We appreciate you in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yep. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Sure.
Thanks for calling in, Kevin.
Hard time finding him. But
thank you for calling in, Kevin.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna give it one more shot because is it because we talked about CVS and Walgreens? It's got to be Eckerd's. That's what it is.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I quit. I don't normally give up.
Anybody else on the line? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. What am I talking about?
It's a thing.
It's so easy.
It's a thing.
Lynn just gave me a clue to tell you all, folks, but if I tell you that one, you'll all know what it is right away the minute I tell you.
Okay, wait before you give that clue because I got a caller on the phone line. So let me answer the call. Wait before you give that clue.
Give him the clue. I want to give him the clue.
Well, hang on. He's got a caller.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, I really have no clue.
Oh, come on.
You some funny clues.
Before I tested our audience, I asked Nancy and I spoke to my son. I spoke to our son. I spoke to different people. I asked, and they all guessed it right away.
Well, yeah, but if you... If you had asked me ahead of time, I might know it. I seriously have no idea what you're talking about.
It's so obvious.
Chris, is there somebody on the line? He said he was answering a call. So,
I'm dying to give my clue.
I mean, I was thinking VCRs. I was thinking all
wait,
this
now,
stuff. And
now, if you're going to talk about
BCRs,
wait
this
a minute. You
the
can't,
item is the thing is PB.
Professor, you can't talk about BCR. Now, that's right up my alley. I know what BCR is. That's right on my
alley. Line.
Listen,
is someone on the line?
We got three callers calling in off the phone line. We're going to right here in Orlando. Sister Christine is calling back because she missed the first one. She said she thinks she got this one. And then we got our good friend Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia, on the phone line, and of course my mean man, my partner in crime, John Stroot, out of Clinton, Indiana.
All right.
So, okay, who's first?
Sister Christine from Orlando. How you doing?
Okay.
Good.
Okay, so do you think you have the answer?
I hope I do.
Okay, what do you think it is?
I think it's a payphone booth, the telephone booth, because they used to be on the corner, too.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. PB, phone booth, you got it.
God. Okay.
Phone booth.
Good. I was going to say Superman used to change it.
Oh, now, see, wait. If you would have said that, I would have definitely
got it. You just won yourself a $20.
Oh, yes.
So you just won yourself a $20 gift card. What do you want, it from CVS or Walgreens? Which do you prefer?
I really got Walgreens.
Okay. Walgreens, you're going to get a $20 gift card from Walgreens. Give your address to Chris, and we'll send you a $20
right.
gift card.
Congratulations.
Okay,
Sister Christine, hold on. Don't hang up, all right?
You're going to be on radio show.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the great state of Georgia and talk with the one and only, the fabulous Miss Carolyn. Carolyn, how you doing?
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
How are you?
I'm good.
Were you calling you for trivia?
No, I did remember the question, though, from a previous show, so I thought I'd be cheating if I said the answer because I didn't guess it.
Did you say this on a previous show?
I don't remember.
Yes, you had that on a previous show, and I remember
the
answer.
Being she said that, I do remember that, yeah.
Carolyn's been around a long time, so she knows all Michael's shows.
Carolyn, I can't remember them all.
That's funny. That is funny,
Carolyn. Yeah, I remember that one. That's the only reason I knew the answer, so I said I'd let somebody else guess it.
It's so good to hear your voice.
Great to hear your voice, Carolyn. Carolyn.
And I really enjoyed your friend, Sheila. I'm glad you had her on the show tonight.
Oh, good. I'm happy you did. Hopefully you'll listen to our state convention the end of the month.
Okay.
Beginning of May. So.
Will you give out the phone number to call to listen?
Actually, it's on, it's going to be via Zoom. But Carolyn, okay. Send information to Lynn, and I can reach out to you, and we can talk.
That would be.
You belong to any group, Carolyn?
No, but I go to these events, though, even though I don't belong. I go to NLC.
That's okay.
I've never been to the ACB, but I wanted to go before when you had it in, was it St. Louis, I think?
Oh, we've had many, but you know what, Carolyn, you've got a local, you've got a state affiliate. Just get your information to Lynn and let her, give her permission to send it to me.
Well, Carolyn, we have your phone number. We can call you tomorrow if you want. Yeah. Unless you want to email Michael, you can do that as well.
Okay. All
right. And we'll give you Sheila's email address.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Thank
you
so much.
Thank you so much.
That's Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia. Who else we got holding? Thank you so much. Now, who else is on hold?
That's it. That's all we have for now.
That's it? Okay. 407-894-680. I got another trivia coming up.
Well, yours is on the other side of the break, Michael. It's almost 8 o'clock.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show? One of those people. Did you all get it? Did you understand what I said? PB? Phone booth? Now I know what he's talking about, phone booth.
Sheila, why don't you shout out the website address before we go to the top of the hour, and then you can talk about it more on the other side.
Oh, anybody that is interested in learning about our state convention for the Florida Council, the website is F as in Florida, C, Council, B as in boy, .org.
That's easy.
Yeah. And everything is there. All of our workshops, all of our information, everything. So, and all of my information is there. So you can reach out to me. So,
okay.
But yeah, I've got a lot to share after.
Does anybody else would like to share any other organization?
Yep.
And if anybody else want to call in, 407-894-680. We're going to have a break. We'll be back after the break. Don't go away. We'll be back for the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show.